Chapter 17. Tuesday afternoon, 5 days until the wedding. Hashtag love songs and rom-coms. By some miracle, we'd finished all the little things. There were no more goodie bags to stuff, or gift boxes to fill with chocolates, only the decorative tins in which the sweets could be packaged on Thursday. Mummy and the Foys would cook and cool piece the baklava and sweets tomorrow. The murals were hanging in both houses. The partition sheet had been needle-pointed to death and lay folded and ready. Any last-minute tailoring to our outfits was finished. All the clothes hung in our closets in order of event. Jewelry and shoes and accessories were sorted and labeled. Phew! More people were arriving, making our space tighter and forcing me to interact with everyone multiple times an hour. And now, every time I walked past Mossy, I felt pretty awful, like bile gurgling into the back of my throat awful. So I hugged her as often as possible. She hugged me and kissed my forehead as if nothing had happened. Also, Mummy kept throwing me shade. Mossy was as sweet as ever. I didn't know if my parents had explained anything to her, but she continued to smile kindly at me. I couldn't help but hug her when she patted my head and sneaked me sweets. "These will make you stronger," she said. I laughed with her. So, food being the cure for all wasn't just a thing my mom insisted on? Neha and the cousins were upstairs doing God knew what. Irvi and her hubs had gone out to visit friends. My three was out and about. I needed to practice for the wedding and the competition, but all the aunts and uncles coming and leaving and all the girls making noise had my eye twitching. Neha burst through my bedroom door without knocking to get something for the millionth time. I accidentally cut my bow across the violin strings, letting loose a warped noise. I gritted my teeth. She bumped into my dresser on the way out, lunging at the bottles in my...